up since we're kids, that Cain is a Rosha, Hevel was a Tzaddik, Cain was a Ratzeach, and Hevel was the grace of Tzaddik, and Nebuch is the one that got killed, and he came back in the Neshama of Sheis, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hevel is the Rosh HaTevis of Hevel, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal learned up the parasha differently. Cain Lamaisa was the first to be mechadosh the inyan of karbonos. Karbonos is a lashon from kurva, being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Cain was the first to be mechadosh the inyan of karbonos. Afterwards, Noach brought a carbon. But Cain was the first one. Adarabba. Vayhi miketz yomim. In Parshas Bereishis, Vayove Cain mipri ha'adomah mincha l'Hashem. Agav Urcha, this week's Parshas Lech Lecha, not Bereishis. Miketz yomim. Cain was around. The first thing he came up with, mincha l'Hashem. He was the one that brought the carbon, mincha l'Hashem. So he was the Baal Machadish, and he understood that by bringing a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you will get closer. And that's the idea of Karbonos, says the Ramban, in the Beis HaMikdash, was because carbon is Miloshim Kurva, of becoming closer. And Cain was the first one. Hevel, says the Pasuk, Hevel Hevi Gamhu. He was a Nochschlepper. He followed him. He was a follower. He wasn't a leader. He saw Cain came up with a good idea. You know what? It's a good idea. I'll also do it. And yet you see in the Pasuk, Vayisha Hashem al Hevel vel min chose. You see that the Ribbono Shel Olam took Hevel's carbon, and Cain to his carbon didn't work. And then Cain got depressed. Says the Pasuk, and it brought him on from such a madrega of understanding the inyan of karbonos that he was so upset. He got up and he killed him. And yet, even after killing him, the Ribbono Shel Olam still spoke to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam came to him. And Cain answered him back. So Cain wasn't just some pushover. You're talking about in madrega of understanding, he was on a higher madrega than Hevel. What exactly went wrong between bringing the carbon and then the Ribbono Shel Olam not accepting the carbon that he can come to a Ratzicha? And this is an akuda which Be'etzem might be a chiddush to some of us. But the machlekes between Cain and Hevel wasn't stand that they brought two separate carbonos, and he bought this kind of carbon and he bought this kind of carbon, and he just brought the carbon, it was out of, you know, what first thing came to his hand. There was a big machlekes went on between Cain and Hevel how to bring the carbon, and this machlekes goes on ad hayom hazeh. There's Cain's walking around in the world and there's Hevel's. And the Yisoid HaMachlekes is like this. Let's see, what did he bring? Vayikach mipri ha'adoma mincha l'Hashem. What's mipri ha'adoma? Min ha'gorua, says Rashi. From the worst kind of food, he brought a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yesh ha'gadol emeres, another pshat, zera pishton haya. That's a seed, flax seed. Baba Ache, says Rashi, mipri me'eza shebo liyodoi. Whatever came first in his hand, not good, not bad, whatever came. So we have three pshatim, which bears him all three pshatim as one pshat. Whatever came to him, and he wasn't makbid if it was good, if it wasn't good. So Chazal says it's in a garua, zerapishton, shaykh la'echel, can't eat, you can't eat it. That's what Cain brought. Hevel, mibchayre seinei umichelveihim. A real korban, the bechayr, the firstborn of his tzayin and chelveihim. It was a real feta korban, gishmak a behema, a choshevah matana. That is so far as far as the korbanos went. What was Cain's thinking? Says the Mrs. Shom, Cain was thinking of Pashat Pshat. This is the Mrs. Shom says this. Cain had a shitta. It doesn't make a difference how you package it. Ribbono Shlom doesn't need to eat. Ribbono Shlom doesn't need you to be mechabed him. He doesn't need your kavod. He needs that you should bring him a korban. Okay, I brought you a korban. I'm a Jew at heart. I mean well. Doesn't make a difference whether it's the worst kind of fruit, because he's not going to eat it anyway. It doesn't make a zera pishtam. What's the big difference? Loi tov, loi mufcha, it's not good, it's not the best. Big deal. The ikke is what the thought behind it. The thought behind it was to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so what's the difference how I do it? What's the difference how I dress, how I look, how it's looked, what it looks like? I'm doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. That was Cain's shitta. Hevel came along and said, no, you're making a big difference. It's how you package it. And if I bring a present to my kala, beautiful gold ring, a diamond ring, and it's worth $10,000, and I package it in some grease paper and some filthy newspapers, smelling of fish, and I bring it as a present, is it worth $10,000? Could be it's worth it. But she's literally going to throw it back in my face, because it wasn't packaged well. It's got to come in with the balloon, it's got to come with the ribbon here and the ribbon there. It's all part of the package. But Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need your kavod. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need your mitzvah either. What he needs is, how choshev are you machshev? What you're bringing to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what you're doing, that's how well you're going to package it. And the fee, the avodah that you put into packaging it, that's how choshev the mitzvah is. It's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam needs, it's what the Ribbono Shel Olam sees in your maisa. Says, Hevel, if I'm bringing your korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mochaname, he doesn't need a feta behemah, it doesn't make a difference to him. He needs to see that I'm machshiv, what I'm giving him, my avoida has to be the best. I have to give from the mufcha, I have to give the bechayr. That was Hevel shit. Now you have to understand, the world was just created, so nobody really knew exactly who's wrong and who's right. Could be Cain was right. I mean, our piece of aura. That's what most of us walk around with. That's the mentality we have. What's the difference? How I look? What I look? Because I'm doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. What's the difference? I can daven Shemoneh Esrei with the socks, without socks. What's the difference? Big deal. I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei. Be happy that I did the Shemoneh Esrei. I'm wearing tefillin. With shorts, without shorts, t-shirt, not. What's the difference? It's not Krishna. I'm being the Kabbal El Malchus of mine. Adam Rishon Kaidam Achet. What's the difference? It says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kabbalos El Malchus Shemaim in such a oifen shows how much Kabbalos El Malchus Shemaim means to you. And Be'etzim, we're all a bunch of kinds. We all walk around with this mentality. It doesn't make a difference how you package it. The ik is the heart. My mind is there. And Bianca Kamenetsky once said that the difference between me and Ramosha Feinstein, I probably could have been just as big as Ramosha. But Ramosha learned with his head in the Gemara. And I learned with my back against the chair back of the chair. That was the difference. So Ramosha came to Ramosha. Rabbi Yanka was from the Gedali Yisrael, but he wasn't Ramosha. Ramosha, he said, put his head in the Gemara. Kulai, kulai, he packaged it right. His amenus batoira. I had the same rotzen to learn as much as Ramosha. but I laid back on the chair. Cain came along and said, doesn't make a difference how you package it, how I look, where I go, what I do. I'm doing the right thing, I'm learning, I'm davening. How I look in davening, how I learn, doesn't make a difference. Says Ribbono Shelolam, Vayisha Hashem al Hevel v'em Nechosek. Ribbono Shelolam gave the siyata d'shmaya. The fire came down and ate up the korban of Hevel. Because that's worth money. Because if you package it right, it means it's choshev by you. When it's choshev by you, says Ribbono Shelolam, oh, then that's an aveda. When I have money to go and borrow for a drink, to watch a movie, whatever it is, but I don't have the 25 shekels to go and buy a pair of tzitzis, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo Nachanama, no problem. You're potter, you're not wearing abakanfis, but you don't wear a beged. You're potter, you're right, no problem. But you're a kain. And the kain is choshed on the tzitzis as well. And the tzicha doesn't mean that you can go out and kill a hevel. The tzicha can mean the sharp line to a bochel. The tzicha can mean that you kill his first seder. The tzicha can mean that you're up all night outside schmoozing, keeping up guys. That's a tzicha as well. But I'm a kayan. I sit in the base of Medrash. I'm there 3 storm a day. But it's a kayan. Hevel, says Ribbono Shel Olam, Yesh Hashem al Hevel v'em Nechosek. You might be right in b'machshava, you might have a bigger understanding in Yiddishkeit, and you might understand what lies behind the mitzvahs, and you might be able to understand what Kaplan says in his books, and you're an intelligent boy, and you've got it right. And you even have the yeshiva nuances when you need to do it. And you're not like these Harrys. But you're a kayan. Because the way you package it is what's choshev by the bench. And by Yesh Hashem on the head, the bench doesn't give that guy, and the guy siyata d'shmaya. He says, the Pesach hatas reivitz. If you want, you can come back and do tshuva. What was the great Avera? I learned Tetis says, and they say the Pesach has it. He's you a Bal Avera. What Avera did he do? This is a Hashkafa Shaila over here. This is a Machlekes when the world was created. How do you serve the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Ribbono Shel Olam turns around and says, I learned Pesach has those ravens. We're talking about a Bal Avera over here. And the Ribbono Shel Olam speaks to him after he killed Cain, after he killed Hevel. Teretz says it could be in the machshava you're nahayim adrega, but you're a kain. Hevel says in the Sinas Yisharim packaged it well. He packaged it well. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how well you machshav it. Oh, your korban is worth something. You get the siyata d'shmaya. This machlekes goes on ad hayoyim hazeh. There's 2 types of people. There's the Kain's school of thought and the Hevel's school of thought. And we walk into this man and everybody has the same machshava. I want kurva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to become a better person. And we all go down the same path. The first night. We all go down that path of the right machshava, and yet in 6 months, this man is a 6 months man, and it's a man where mstoma can make a difference to your whole life. Because when I have such a long stretch in one time, the famous vault that they always bring down, 2 times 12, is not 24 in Ruchnius. Rabbi Akiva didn't go back into the house because he didn't want to make a hesek, because 2 times 12 doesn't make 24. But 1 time 24 is something different. When you have a ones man of such a long period without hefsekim, there's a yecholus in this man to change a person's whole life. How he walks out at the end of this man can make a difference to where he's going to be in 20 years' time. Because it's such a long man with no hefsek, the steiging is different. You can have ups and downs, which is normal. But it's a one long, not 2 times 12, it's 1 times 12. And we all walk in with the right machshavas, and we've all chilled out, and we've all drowned ourselves enough alcohol to keep us going for 6 months. And yet you'll see, Vayesha Hashem al Hevel v'min Chosay, you'll see certain guys have siyata dishmaya, and certain guys it goes, and certain guys it doesn't go. And they'll try every move and every type of chavrusa, and it just doesn't work. And Fashtetzer, like the Kayan says, he blamed Hevel. He killed Hevel because he held he was Mekana. And we walk around Kayan, what we call had a yeshivisha attitude. He's wrong, not me. Make the other guy look stupid. Make the other guy look bad. But I'm right. Kill him! As long as I'm right, right? Because my machshava, because be'etzem I'm right. I had the right machshavas. I did the ma'isa mitzvahs. And why is he making it? Because he packaged it right. Because the little things that package the mitzvah, that make the chashivas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the guy that packaged it right. Him I send to the Shemaya. Him I'll send the right chavrusas. Him I'll give the gishmak to learn. Him I'll make it easier that he doesn't have the nisyonos that will stop him steiging. But the Kayan, all I can tell him is one piece of advice. The Pesach Hatas Ravens. He's waiting there for you, the Yetzer Hara, to turn you off. Who's he talking to? He's talking to somebody who is Machadish, the Chiddush of Karbonis. It was his idea. Hevel was the Machschlepper. And it could be that there will be a Bochin Yeshiva that became an Odom Gobel because he was a Machschlepper of a guy that had the right machshavas at the beginning of his man. He might not have made it, because he was a Kayan. But the guy that was a noch schlepper, made it. And you'll come upstairs after 120, and Yenna will get schad because he caused Yenna to become a Talmud Chacham. But he stayed a Kayan. That's what happened to Kayan. He got schad, that he caused Hevel to bring the korban. But Hevel did it right. And Kayan didn't. And we all walk in through the doors with the same machshavas. I want to make it. This is a 6 months man. I could finish the Masechta. I could do an Omer a day. I could do a Daf a day. I could do Chazora. There's so much ahead of me. It's not a big Masechta. What's it, 90? 100? I could do it with Chazora. There's 90 days. We talk about 5 days a week. All depends how I package it. It all depends whether I'm a Kayan and the Ribbono Shel Olam's message is going to say the Pesach Chatas Ravens. Learn Mosa and you'll be a mensch. The Yitzhar is waiting for you every corner. You punk got a text message and you punk somebody that I knew from Amol. And it's punked this, and I was punked in there, and I was punked here. Say it, no problem. Go ahead. Those are the Kayans that never make it. When I walk into a Beis HaMedrash, and I sit down by a Gemara, I'm not here to be mazbe with the chshivus of tzitzis. And I chshem zech nish to game with a pair of tzitzis. It means I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm giving you a korban min ha'gurua b'yaisa. That's what I'm telling you. When you can come along with a taina. Now what's this mishugas about Shabbos? Let me just tell you a maisa about Shabbos. A very different maisa which I saw the other day from the Radvaz. The Radvaz had a cholom one night. And in the cholom he sees that he was taken upstairs. And he was put in front of the Beis Shalmaila and it was time for him to die. And the Radvaz started tiny against the Beis Shalmaila why he should live longer. And the Radvaz said that he's in the middle of writing a pirush on Yerushalmi. And the Radvaz's pirush on Yerushalmi is like the Yisoid on Yerushalmi. And the Beis Shalmaila said, it's not enough reason for you to stay alive. You hear that? He said, let me just finish the pirush on Yerushalmi. No. The koyach ha'tayra of finishing a pirush on Yerushalmi is not enough. Then there was another time, I think, Yisimim Almonis, he was supporting. So they said, we'll find another Gabbatstock. He's breaking his head. Koyach ha'tayra, was the God from the Gedolei Yisrael. The Rav of Sluks, he's come out from the Gadol Ador. And he can't, his Koyach ha'tayra can't give him a few more years. He's breaking his head, and he comes up with an idea. He says, give me scha, give me life, because I know how to be Mekadesh Shvi. I know how to be Shema Shabbos. What? He says, I lay the table Thursday night. And everything that's ready for Shabbos is ready Thursday night. When I wake up Friday morning, all I do is wait for Shabbos. President Shalmaila said, oh, that's the same epis. As from the Mekadesh Shvi, they gave him another 20 years. He finished becoming Rav in Slutsk. He moved to Tzvas. The Radvaz lived in Tzvas, Sof Yomov. And he finished his pirush on Yerushalmi. Another 20 years. What happened over here? Koyach ha'Torah didn't help. He packaged it right. He showed that he was machshiv, the Ribbono Shel Olam's mitzvahs. He showed that learning is geschmack. I'm almost the Yisoyimim, I'm a Baal Chesed. We'll find another Gabbos dog. The Ribbono Shel Olam has plenty of Gabbos, he doesn't need you guys. But that I was a Mekadshei Shvi, the Thursday night the table was ready, everything was set for Shabbos by Thursday night. Oh, as a Mekadshei Shvi, 20 years. When a bacha comes with a taina, that what's Thursday night and Friday morning to do with Shabbos, that means you just became a kayan. When bochum have this havamina, I don't have to be ashamed of Shabbos if as long as I'm in yeshiva. It's all very nice when you're dealing between kain and hevel, and we're having an intellectual disagreement of how it should be set up, the chabur of Mekadshei Shvi. But let's take a look in the mirror. What did you just tell yourself? As long as you're sitting in the office and fighting around with the mashkiach, whether it's right and wrong, the shiva's policy, not the shiva's policy. I need time to off. I should have it in the dorm. I shouldn't have it in the dorm. It's all very nice. You're right. On an intellectual level, we could argue. You come from Cain's part of the idea. I come from Hevel. By the end of the day, this is where it counts. How I package it, says the Mishnah Yisroel, that's how much Siyata Dishmaya I get it. How I turn up by davening. How I look during a davening. How I behave during a davening. When I leave in the middle of a Chazaras Hashatz, I've just told the Ribbono Shel Olam, I spat you in the face. Because the phone call that I just got now is more important than the Shemoneh Esrei. Agavolcha Chazaras Hashatz could be more important than your private Shemoneh Esrei. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, am I a Kayim or am I a Hevel? And then you'll know how your man's gonna go. Because a Reitzer, steht in Chazal, call about a time a sign, I say, that anybody who comes to become Tohe, mean a Shemaim, the Matayim, the Messiahim, the help him. The help is how much the package was sent. How much is your package at the beginning of Zman? How much are you machshiv a Devar Mitzvah? Rabbi Hashem doesn't need the packaging. He wants to see how you are machshiv your avoider, that the Fizeh I'll send you to this Yadav Yishmaya. And if I'm a Kayin, as they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, then the Pesach Chatos Ravitz. Then you'll get a Musa Shmuz. It's a horror standing by the door waiting for you. And if it's a Hevel, then there's no Musa Shmuz. Vayesh Hashem the Hevel. The Rebbe Shlom sends him a Siyata Dishmaya. The fire comes down in any color you want. Whether it's Oira Pnimi, Oira Maki, the Chvesnisht. But there's a fire that comes down and gives you the Siyata Dishmaya. Because you're a Hevel. You didn't do anything different. One thing you did different. The carbon that I brought for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Avodah that I did it right. I did it right. My putting on film was putting on film. The Abacha should eat a breakfast before Hanochas film, because it might get closed by 10 o'clock. He's telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a Kayin. I'll bring my carbon. There will be a Garua. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself, am I from Kayin? And am I from Hevel? And then you'll know by Purim where you're going to be holding. That's law.